It's Monday. That's when the new mega cruise ship Norwegian Bliss docks in Ketchikan, bringing 4,000 passengers, about double the number a regular ship can hold. Combine that with other ships in port on a typical Monday, and the community of Ketchikan's population pretty much doubles that day throughout the tour season. At the Ketchikan Visitors Bureau building, vendors stand behind a counter, fielding questions and, most important, selling tours to the thousands of visitors streaming through. Lauren McHugh sells helicopter tours. She says Mondays are crazy.
Well, the Bliss is so enormous that there's not enough tours and things to do. They line up. It's like a feeding frenzy.
And she says the city's infrastructure isn't set up yet for that many people. So what will it be like when more of those huge ships start coming regularly?
I think they really have to rethink restrooms, traffic. There's a lot of issues that come along with it.
And city officials are working with consultants on a multi-million dollar project to reconfigure not only the docks to allow for bigger ships, but the uplands to accommodate more people. It's a tough balance for a community of roughly 14,000 year-round residents, but McHugh says those big ships will be an economic boon.
It's a gold mine, you know, the Mondays. We say that we've been blistered.
Visitors Bureau Executive Director Patty Mackey was there that Monday. She brought along information from a recently released McDowell Group report on tourism's economic impact for Ketchikan. She says total spending in Ketchikan by the industry, including all visitors, cruise ships, and crew members, is about $223 million a year.
And that's a big number. Yeah. $187 million of that, so the vast majority really is visitor spending. And that's on things like shopping, tours, food and beverage, and transportation.
Mackey says all that spending benefits not just the businesses, but the community in general through sales tax revenue.
The amount that a visitor pays, according to our research, is about 25% of what's collected each year. So if you're paying 6.5% sales tax right now, you'd probably be looking at paying over 8% if you didn't have that revenue that's being generated by our visitors.
Mackey hears the complaints about tourism, the related congestion, the amount spent on port improvements, but says she believes most people in Ketchikan understand tourism has been good for the local economy. And she says port improvements are funded through head taxes and wharfage fees paid by the cruise lines. Mackey adds that 90% of tourism businesses in Ketchikan are locally owned or at least Alaska owned, and tourism-related jobs have gone up in recent years. Melani Shivens runs Juneau-based research firm Raincoast Data. She produces the annual Southeast by the Numbers report for Southeast Conference and says last year's report had one number that really surprised her. For the first time, the visitor industry was number one in terms of private sector wages for Southeast. That's not because they're paid particularly well.
It's really among the lowest of all sectors in terms of wages. So you need a lot of visitor industry jobs to create that level of wages that's now being provided within the region.
The average annual income for workers in all industries across Southeast Alaska is close to $50,000. The average wage for someone in tourism is just under $30,000. Shivens recently completed a business climate survey of Southeast industries and says the visitor industry shows the highest level of confidence for good reason. Tourism is expected to keep growing, with an estimated 1.3 million cruise passengers visiting Alaska next summer. That's about 12% more than this year. The big challenge, Shivan says, is to make sure Southeast communities are ready for that number. Shauna Lee's year-round job is all about getting ready for visitors. She runs the Bering Sea Crab Fisherman Boat Tour in Ketchikan. The whole process that ends with a successful excursion starts with a cruise ship schedule released about 2 years in advance. Lee works with the cruise lines to determine how many spots each ship can sell on board and works with the visitors who purchase directly from the business. She says Ketchikan offers plenty of options for shore excursions, and many of those tours hire locally.
I hear a lot of people say, well, the money just leaves town at the end of the year. Well, it's not. because it's paying my mortgage. It's paying for the mortgage of other people that work here who live here in Ketchikan.
Lee says other members of her family work in tourism too, and when they buy groceries or donate to a local nonprofit, those are tourism dollars supporting the community.
Uh-oh, here they come.
Here they come. Get the funniest.
Look. Lee gets to work checking in eager passengers excited about the tour.
Hello, 1, 2, 3, 4, perfect. Welcome aboard.
Once they're all on board, Lee casts the boat's lines and they're off.
Clear!
Just like that, a 2-year process is completed, and now on to the next one. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.